tucking her chin closer into her jacket, she blips the immobilizer. It flashes a reassuring orange into the ghost outline of the hedges as she drops her case into the back. There are no street lamps this far out of town. Slipping into the driver's seat, she fumbles a little for the ignition as the engine turns over. The squeal of the wipers startle her and sets her heart racing. She finds her hands are shaking. "I'm not scared," she tells herself. "It's just the adrenaline from all that earlier bravado." "You've done good today, Frankie." She presses her lips together in determination. "Concentrate on that." Taking a deep breath, she begins to pull away. The road is quiet as her car picks up speed. "Come on, get a grip, Frankie. 30 minutes and you'll be home." It's Friday, well after going home time, and the road is eerily dark. Her car headlights leap awkwardly, illuminating only a small stretch of the black tunnel ahead. Letting the air slowly out of her lungs, she tries to relax her shoulders from up around her ears, and she glances warily into the rear-view mirror. No one would believe this was the same woman who'd been trying to talk a teenager from a roof just half an hour ago. She wavers a smile at the memory. She doesn't think that getting up on a line of ridge tiles in the pouring rain is high priority on her regional manager's job description, but that's precisely what she did. She closes her eyes briefly. "See? Think about the good stuff and block everything else out." The radio fizzes and floats in and out of its station, and her eyes sweep again and again into the shadows in the hedgerows. She concentrates hard on the shining road in front of her, but her eyes keep flitting back. This isn't working. There's something about being in the car at night, that feeling of not really being alone. She keeps thinking that there's something else in here with her. Her eyes flick up to the mirror. That back headrest is just a headrest. She's fully aware of that. It's not a man sitting with his head bowed. Don't be ridiculous, Frankie Turner. You're 33 years old, not 3. But her 3-year-old self knows that if she keeps watching, she'll glimpse a movement, a darkness that will slowly detach itself. And if she keeps listening, she'll detect the quiet draw and pull of someone breathing. No. Stop it. There's no one there. You know there's not. She chews her lip. You know this because you deliberately checked the back seat. The rain is beginning to slant in fine shards through the beam of headlights, the skeins twisting down the windscreen, forcing the wipers to dash pointlessly back and forth. She grimaces, screwing up her eyes, trying to peer through the pouring streams. Home soon, home soon, home soon. "What's with all this front, Frankie?" her head says. "Who are you trying to kid? Just look at you. Look at you in your fancy Range Rover, desperate to get back to your nice upmarket husband and your upmarket country cottage. You're such a fraud, you know that? Drive as fast as you like, Frankie girl. The past is coming up right behind you." She swallows and stares hard into the lashing water. All she has to do right now is stay in control and not get spooked. It's not difficult. She's been doing it long enough. All she needs to do is stay in control of the car, of herself, of her life. The radio station suddenly clears and she grips the wheel tighter. "Come on, Frankie, you've got this." She hesitantly begins to hum along. She likes this song. It's "Where Is the Love" by the Black Eyed Peas. She even knows some of the words. That's better. She smiles. The radio fizzes and crackles. She goes to adjust the scan button, but it drops into silence. There's a sudden flash. The interior of the car lights up. She squints and takes a glance in the mirror. There's nothing but the searing dazzle of headlights behind. She dips the mirror and checks again. All she can see is a maddening white light and a ghost-like blur bobbing in her sightline. The tension in her gut mounts.